Today is Utah's primary election, but because of COVID-19, it looks fairly different. No lines to polling places, voting booths, or I voted stickers. Because today's election is being conducted almost entirely by mail. Utah has embraced mail-in voting in the past, but never on this scale. To better understand what the lasting impact of this could be, KUER's Caroline Ballard spoke with Marie Paxton Staniforth, an assistant professor of political science at Westminster College in Salt Lake City. She said until now, one of the most exciting parts of voting was that sense of community.
You all turn up at the polls together, you're standing in line, there's that sense of civic engagement and we're all in this together. And with mail-in voting, it kind of removes you from that situation a little bit. You're voting individually, kind of on your own timeline. And we kind of have the tendency to think about voting as something that just sort of happens every couple of years. And then we go away and we live our everyday lives. And what I would like to see is it be more embedded in society. So it helps to see voting as something that is part of a bigger political process, part of something that really involves and impacts your everyday life.
Because this year is so different with this pandemic, is this an opportunity for us to rethink what voting should be?
I think so, yeah. So, you know, if you think about mail-in voting and how it's a really good way to make voting more inclusive in the pandemic where people might otherwise, you know, essentially they'd be choosing between their health or exercising their right to vote and potentially even choosing between their life and their right to vote. That's not necessarily a new issue. I think that it's just become more widespread. And so if you look at like communities that are disproportionately affected by issues of access to voting, so communities of color, communities that are low income, people who are disabled, the elderly, all of those people are also disproportionately affected by the pandemic and endangered by it. And so it's like, you know, if we're not thinking in terms of how to make that more accessible, then it's almost like double discrimination. I really hope that this isn't something that we see as once the pandemic is over, we don't have to think about these things anymore.
National Republican leaders like President Trump have opposed mail-in voting, saying it will lead to voter fraud and it'll be too difficult to manage. Why is that when states that have embraced vote by mail have not seen evidence of widespread fraud and elections experts say it can actually lead to an increase in turnout?
Yeah, I think that there's some concern that perhaps increasing voter turnout through mail-in voting will give an advantage to one side over the other. And that's kind of linked into these concerns about fraud. But yeah, as you know, there's been research done that shows that over 20 years, there's like a 0.00006% fraud rate. It's really minuscule. It's not affecting the result. On top of that, states have these mitigating measures. So things like putting in barcode scanning, signature matching, tracking your votes. And then on top of that, we see 70% of Americans are actually in favor of voting by mail, which shows that there is bipartisan support for this. That kind of brings me back to what you mentioned about President Trump and the concerns behind those types of statements, because, you know, ultimately that could undermine people's faith in the electoral system. And so I think it's really, really important to use that research to combat those claims and to show that this is a safe way of voting.
How do Utah's political parties generally view mail-in voting? Does it reflect their national counterparts?
No, and I think Utah's a really interesting case because Mitt Romney has kind of used Utah as a case to say, well, actually, mail-in voting doesn't necessarily negatively impact Republicans and that we've been doing it well. Utah is really rare in that it's one of the few states anyway that primarily conducts all of its elections by mail. But then on top of that, that it's the only one that's Republican leaning and doing that.
And Utah, of course, does still lean Republican with mail-in votes coming in.
Yeah, exactly, which I think kind of combats this narrative of mail-in voting helps the Democrats.
How could this primary election change how we vote in the future, especially in November's general election?
As we move from now until 2020 presidential election, we're definitely going to see more and more mail-in voting and more talk about different ways of going out and voting or staying in and voting. I think one thing that's important is that in democracy and in politics, nothing is ever perfect. And so mail-in voting is really, really important. And it's a really great step for making democracy more inclusive. But it's important to remember that it's never fully perfect. And so thinking about people experiencing homelessness, Native Americans living on reservations, there are still difficulties even with mail-in voting, and there are still people who are being excluded. So I just think it's really important that we keep having these conversations and continuing to think about how we can keep making democracy and our voting kind of better and better.